Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we're in the Cafe Book Club. I am so excited. Miss Phoenix is with us today. Hey, Miss Phoenix. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm well. How are you guys? You sound really excited and pumped up.
Well, you know, when you got good information, it's always easy to get pumped up. That's for sure. And my as always, my lovely co-host, Miss Amy Frost. How are you this morning?
My spidey senses are tingling.
Yeah, yeah.
Or should I say, my angel senses are tingling.
Yeah, we need a little bell for that. I don't know, something like that. Anyway, because this is going to be an amazing show. We're going to be talking about the senses. And I think in a way that a lot of people don't necessarily want to include some of the stuff that Phoenix is going to be sharing today. And I'm just right off the bat, I'm going to go ahead and get you started. So Phoenix, you know, how did you feel that this chapter was important with the hollow bone?
Well, I guess, you know, we talked a little bit about the senses last week. And so I was hoping that we could build on that some more, because when we open up our senses to how we receive our messages, then we're not missing a thing. And it's so important that when we're connecting with the highest level of energy, we want to take in everything. We don't want to miss anything. And sometimes we get so focused on, oh, I'm just visual, so I just expect that that's how it's going to come. And maybe we've missed an auditory message, or maybe our body is rippling, you know, with energy, and we are ignoring it because we don't think it's important. So for me, opening up your senses is like the most important thing we can do to start. And that just means taking a breather and going through everything that you're seeing, sensing, feeling, knowing. And don't forget about that knowing without knowing how you know, because that's really, really important. And it's easy to dismiss because we don't necessarily see or feel or sense in any other way the confirmation for it. So we, you know, it's like sitting there and going, all right, what am I seeing with my inner eyes? What am I hearing with my inner ears? What is my body telling me in terms of goosebumps or chills or heat or pressure? What do I know without even knowing how I know this? And you just keep going through that, asking yourself, so you're not going to miss a thing. Because when we are connecting, when we're being the hollow bone, we're connecting with the highest level of energy that's out there. Now, some might call it God, some might call it the universe, you might call it the one, you might be connecting with angels, high-level guides. It really doesn't matter as long as you're very clear about who you're connecting with and that we are asking for the highest and best. When that energy comes through and you are the hollow bone, you don't want to miss a thing. So this is why it's so important to open up our senses.
And you know, and I think that's really good. I wanted to make a comment about the knowing that you don't need to know what you're knowing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so important because some people, like, unless it makes sense in my head, I'm going to negate it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and sometimes we just have these gut feelings and we think, I know this is what it is, but you have no confirmation for it. You know, there isn't any other thing that tells you what it is, but you just know it. And so then that's the beginning of trusting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a conversation I had last week was all about smell. And in a ways we don't think about. I know as we go through here, it's like when I smell Dove soap, I immediately think of my grandma, Emily.
Yeah. That's how it works. Because, you know, just because they've crossed over doesn't mean we can't connect with them. And it doesn't mean they're not for our highest and best to connect with them. You know, sometimes there's unfinished business. Sometimes they just want to share their love because they can do it in an easier way than ever before. And so all of these senses need to be in operation, and we need to be aware of them so we don't miss anything.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff.
Well, one thing you talk about is the skin and how, you know, that is such, I don't think a lot of people think about our skin being a receptor.
Oh, yeah, and it's our largest organ, which is crazy when you call it an organ, but it does all the functions of an organ. You know, it releases, it's taking in, it's, you know, it's performing a function, multiple functions. And our skin is huge. You know, it's, when you get goosebumps or truth bumps, that's to be noted. There's an important reason why that's happening. That means your skin is picking up something that maybe your conscious mind hasn't been aware of yet. Or when you feel heat or pressure in a certain area of your body, pay attention to what part of your body is feeling that, and then start putting, you know, the dominoes together, if you will, and figure out, what does this mean to me? Why am I feeling this?
Well, it's always like when they say the hairs on the back of my neck got, you know, warmed up.
Yes. Yeah,
you're
that's
like,
a
what?
Really good one. Yeah. Yeah, what is that
The hairs
that
on the back
about?
Of my neck? Yeah.
Yes. And that's common place where we store threat. You know, when we feel threat, mm-hmm. you watch a dog, for instance. When a dog is threatened, the hair on the back of its neck goes up. And we're the same. We're the same way.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I wanted to also mention, you know, where does it come from to be the hollow bone? What does this exactly mean? Because I don't think I addressed that fully last time. And the hollow bone of healing, well, being the hollow bone is actually a very ancient term. It's a shamanic term. Shamanism has been around for thousands of years because in communities, we always needed a shaman, a wise person, a medicine person that people would go to. And in shamanism, when you're the hollow bone, it means that spirit is working through you. There's other terms, too, like transfiguration, you know, where you're merging into a more magnificent state. Or there's transmutation, where you're releasing the ego and stepping into a divine essence. And so that's all kind of the same stuff that we're talking about here. But I have to say that the first time I experienced the hollow bone, I didn't expect it. Up to that point, what I realized was I was just merely channeling the messages and healing that was coming through me from connecting with the divine at a very high level. But the minute I stepped into being a hollow bone, it changed channeling forever for me and for everybody that I've taught it to. What happens when you're the hollow bone is suddenly you are doing nothing. I couldn't lift my arms even if I needed to. I couldn't move. I was literally frozen, but not in fear. I was frozen because there wasn't anything I needed to do. I was everything and I was nothing. I was nothing because I wasn't doing anything, but I was everything because that's the only way the divine or source energy could work through me to create the miracles and messages for the client. That was the most amazing experience, and it continues to happen and get better and easier to the point where I could just sit here and do absolutely nothing and everything would be happening. And that's usually what it is, but for, you know, most people, they need to process or they need to feel they understand what's going on, so that's where I can talk them through what I can see, feel, sense, and know what is happening. But I'm not doing it. And I think that's the biggest distinction here between this and other modalities. Other modalities have you move your hands around, use symbols, do this, do that, the other thing, because that's what works. That's not what we're doing here. We are being and embodying the hollow bone. That's what makes it different. And because it's the divine or source energy doing all the work, then you get beyond what is your highest and best for results, because we don't even know what that is. It just automatically happens when you are the hollow bone.
That's a great explanation. I really love that. And I think part of what I think is important of what we're talking about here is I think people don't really realize that how much we're doing when we're being in that space that you're calling the hollow bone. And it, because we're not efforting, especially, you know, our culture is such a workaholic-based culture.
Yes. Yes.
Right? And so it's a big shift.
Yeah.
And if you can make it, oh, my God, it's huge. Thank you for what you're doing on the planet, my friend.
Oh, it's clearly my life work, you know, to bring this kind of information forward in easy-to-understand ways. And I'm really valuing that. I love what I'm doing. I don't think we can do what we do and do it well if we don't love what we're doing, you know?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are we ready for a meditation, Phoenix?
Yes. And so there's going to be two parts to this meditation, so let me just briefly explain this. I'm going to take you through the beginnings of how do you be a hollow bone. Now, it may not happen the first time because it certainly didn't happen the first time for me. And it doesn't always happen the first time for my students either, but it might. So we're just going to be open with all of our senses because I can guarantee you that whatever happens, it will be perfect and it will be better than anything you could ever expect. So I invite you to think about how would you answer this question? How would you like your life to be different as a result of what we're about to do? We are about to just ask source energy for a message that's going to be really perfect for where you are right now. Really like your life to change, then you can go ahead and focus on that, or you can just say, I just want whatever's for my highest and best, and I don't care what it is, it's going to be perfect. Either way works. Now, there are two parts to being a hollow bone. The first part is we step into unconditional love. And for many people, you know, you may have never experienced that in your lifetime before. So I've got some tips and techniques to kind of help you begin to experience it if you've never had that. But everything that begins with love, then that initiates the healing, that initiates the hollow bone status, and that initiates whatever is for your highest and best. From that unconditional loving state, we're going to invite in a spirit helper, could be an angel, could be a very high level guide. We're only working with the highest and best, and we're setting that intention from the beginning. You can work straight with God. It doesn't matter who, as long as you are clear as to who you are working with. We're going to invite that spirit helper in. We're going to stay in that state of love of that spirit helper. And then I'm going to teach you how to merge your energy completely. And this is how we begin the hollow bone state. We're only going to stay in that state for just a real brief 1 or 2 minutes because it's a very high level state. The first time you do it, it's a little overwhelming. And I don't want you to be overwhelmed. I want you to just have a rich experience. And we know that that's going to happen. So I invite you to just get really comfortable wherever you're sitting. You can even lie down for this, and don't worry if you feel really sleepy. A lot of people do, and as they're embodying aspects of the divine or source energy, and it's just a way that we have of connecting, and it doesn't mean you're doing it wrong, so don't worry about that. And as you're sitting or lying there, I just invite you to think to the best of your ability, think and feel any feelings of unconditional love that you've ever experienced. Now, some of you are lucky enough to have had a relationship with a person in which you felt that. Now, maybe it was a grandmother, or maybe it was your parents, or maybe it was a sister, or a partner. You know, some of us are lucky enough to feel that. And so if that's you, then I invite you to just really begin embodying those feelings of what does that feel like when you are in that kind of relationship. Now, for others of you, maybe you haven't had that experience with a two-legged, but maybe you've had it with a four-legged, like a dog or a cat or even a goat or a horse. And some people have had this with chicken or fish or lizards. I hear remarkable stories of people's loving relationships with their animals. So if you have had that, then I invite you to be feeling those feelings and remembering what it's like to experience that. And maybe you haven't had either one of those, but maybe you've had an experience where you were out in nature and you just, it was you and nature, you and the rocks and the trees and the bushes and the land, and you just felt at one and at peace with everything. So I invite you to begin feeling those feelings. And if none of those work for you, sheer intention is perfect. So just hold the intention that you are filling yourself with unconditional love. And the thing about love is when we invite it in, you know, it starts moving all over the place. So the first place we're going to invite it in, you have a secret little place. It's called your heart space. It's an energetic spot that's behind your literal heart. Everybody has one and everybody knows immediately where it is. So just put your awareness there. Begin feeling those feelings of unconditional love. And what happens is it starts rushing in, but it can't be contained. And so more just comes in and more comes in and more comes in and more comes in as it's filling to overflowing in your heart space. And then it spills over into your entire physical body. And this love is going to be filling you from the bottoms of your feet up to the top of your head. And it's going to be touching all those hurt places in your body with love, initiating healing. And you may see it, you may feel it, you may sense it, you may hear it, you may just know it. And it's okay if you don't feel or sense anything at this time, just intend it. As it fills you up to overflowing, it's now going through your energy field, starting with your physical body energy field, which is a record, a memory of all your physical hurts and experiences. So all of that is being filled up with love and touched with love, and the healing commences through that. As this love then spills over into your emotional layer, where all it's a record of all your hurt emotions, you know, the betrayal, the abandonment, the fear, the anger, all of these things are being touched with love. We all have them, and they're all being touched with love, and they're all starting a healing process. And then that spills over into your mental layer, which is a memory of all of our beliefs, those that work for us and those that maybe haven't worked for us, or maybe we're complete with them, maybe we're done with them and we need new ones to work better for us. So those are all being touched with love and shifted and changed for our highest and best. And one last time, this love spills over into your spiritual layer of your energy field and begins filling you with this love, touching all lifetimes and experiences with love. And now you're starting to feel like you're just a cotton ball, just wrapped in this cotton wool, really soft, warm, and fuzzy, filled with love to the best of your ability. And it's at this point that we invite in a spiritual helper for us. It could be an angel. It could be a very high-level guide. We only want the highest and best because we simply don't have time to play with everybody today. So you invite in your helper. You're using your inner eyesight. You're using your inner ears to hear messages. You're using your skin, your body. You're knowing without knowing how you know. All of these senses are operating so you don't miss a thing. But you know you are feeling the love that is emanating from this spiritual helper. And you're taking it into your heart. And then you're going to send it right back to this helper. And this establishes a wonderful, loving relationship between the two of you. And then one more time, your helper is sending another wave of love to you. When you're taking it in, you're feeling it, it's like it got ramped up. It's like even more escalated than it was before. And you send it back to your helper, who's receiving it and growing with it, escalating with it. And then when you are ready, your spirit helper is going to merge entirely with your frequency. There's different ways to do this. You can just intend that it happens. And you feel it, you sense it, you know it in all the ways that you feel, know, and sense. It's also possible that there's more of a process where maybe your spirit helper steps behind you, where you're still feeling that loving energy, and then kind of slips in through your back, through that heart opening in the back, slipping its hands into yours as though they were gloves, until you are completely merged. And then the third way is that it's possible your spirit helper will simply move towards you until your frequencies are completely merged. Use the way that works for you, allow it to be what it is, and ask for a message that's so clear you can't mistake it. And feel the love. Just really feel the love. Sometimes the message will come in a very direct way. Like you might see an image or hear words or feel it in your body or have this knowing without knowing how you know. And sometimes the message will come through a different conduit. Like sometime in the next 24 hours, someone will say something to you or send you to the right book, or you'll have an experience where you know that is your message. So allow for it to be what it needs to be for you this first time. This is new, so we can't expect perfection yet, but it is perfect just the way it is. This is the beginning of being the hollow bone. Now, your spirit helper is not going to stay in this state for very long because this is our first time and it takes a while to build up our energy for it. So your spirit helper will gently step away. But I want you to take 30 seconds to just integrate what you just experienced. Good. You'll feel probably or sense that the energy is kind of dissipating between you and your spirit helper, and that's normal. And then I invite you to just bring your conscious awareness back into your body and back into your room and back to the call. And let me know what you think. How did that work for you?
We lost everybody.
Everybody.
I know. Everybody's gone. That's what happened.
Yeah,
I just felt very expansive and giddy inside.
Yes. Yes. That's such a wonderful confirmation for the zest of life, you know?
Mm-hmm. How about you?
And then the waves of love and knowing that there's not a limit to that, which I, of course, is a bit mind-blowing, right?
Yes.
And like Ram said, this expansion and knowing that love permeates everything, whether we actually sense it or know it, but it actually is.
Yes. And I'm going to plant the seed right now that this is not just a technique. This becomes a way of living. And when you choose that, your life changes forever.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is.
Yeah, what else can we say? Yeah, and so it is.
You know what? It reminds me of meditating, because when you practice meditation for a long time, you get to the point where your life is a meditation.
Yeah.
And there's that mindfulness that's behind everything that you're seeing and being with everything in a different way. And the hollow bone, I think, is so much a part of that.
I
think there's so much of it's so important to have it be initiations of, you know, our free will and saying, yes, I want this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, too, you know, you think about the yogis, you know, in the mountains or in their caves or whatever, and it takes them a lifetime to reach maybe the hollow bone status. Maybe it doesn't take that long, but it, you know, it's a longer process if all you are doing is meditating. What also sets the hollow bone of healing apart in terms of it's part of the Healing Angel Protocol, which is steps of consciousness. And yes. So, you know, if you follow all these steps of consciousness, you're going to get to that place, whether you call it enlightenment or mindfulness or whatever words you want to use, you're going to get to that place a whole lot faster than spending a lifetime in a cave or on the mountaintop. And that's really important for where we are right now in our world, you know. If we're going to make the biggest difference possible, then we need to have a higher consciousness and we need to be living this love, because that's my belief, that that's how we make great change in the world.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And for me, it's like we have a foot in each camp if we're willing to be open to that. And I love bringing the shaman work and the angel work together, which you do so beautifully. And they're both really beautiful energies, and they really come together beautifully. And it's really about, like, for me personally, my ministry, if you call it that, is in the workplace. And being that presence of love, especially a lot of times I'm called in to do handling difficult people or handling a difficult situation, but to come from that point of love and allowing that energy to come in through me brings a whole other element than me trying to come and rescue or trying to fix, and acknowledging the love that's already there. Instead of me thinking I'm bringing that in, it's already there. When two or more are gathered, or one or more are gathered.
And I'm so glad you mentioned that, because, you know, that is such a key point. Many times when we are offering healing to someone, it's because we think they need to be fixed, you know, or maybe they think they need to be fixed, but it isn't about fixing anything. It's about what would be for your highest good in healing. And I gave a couple of examples last time too, you know, talking about the woman that was struggling with her symptoms, and she didn't get necessarily the relief from her symptoms, because that wouldn't have taught her anything. What she got was the aha that, oh my gosh, I need to talk to my doctor about all this medication. And that's what's going to shift everything for her. Yeah.
And we're here to have a human experience, right? And remembering that.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think it's so great to think about, you know, with this kind of an experience, you realize that you're never alone. That you always have your loved one near you, walking with you. So it's such an empowering thing to just have that continence. That's one thing, word that always kind of comes up when I'm journaling or I'm meditating. Spirit really talks to me about, you know, just the beauty of the continence of things. And I just love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Being able to be constant with love, constant with presence, constant with the light and love of things. And that love doesn't go away. We're the ones who kind of slip back from it. Just like God, we slip away from the creation. Yeah.
Re-plug back.
Yeah.
Just because I'm not plugged into electricity doesn't mean it's not there.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. And you know, the funny thing is you are plugged in. You are plugged in, but you, for whatever reason, you've allowed that thing on the side, like a magic trick, to say, look over here. And you're like, what? Oh, I forgot I was plugged in. What? Yeah, exactly. That whole crow energy, you know, the crow is like, let's go over there.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Good point.
And it's just our humanness of being able to allow those sparkles to get our attention. But, yeah, we can be this. We can be.
Well,
the
I think that's a really good point, Robin. You know, it's remembering, it's like the trickster, right? Or the, you know, the raven. Right? Like, we really are, and that's why humor, I think, is so important. You know, in our lives, in our spiritual care, because that trickster is always trying to convince us we're not connected. But you thank you for that, Robin. Yes, we totally are. We just forget we are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's so much to be said about, you know, I was actually sharing with a friend yesterday about that, about, you know, he wants to be this sparkling light in the world. And I said, do me a favor and not make it so serious. because, you know, it's supposed to be fun and exciting and like, hey, let's laugh. I mean, I think laughter can be one of the, you know, the greatest ways to bring in spirit is to allow yourself just to laugh. Oh, my God.
The Dalai Lama, Reverend Tutu, they're all about laughter. They're all about joy.
Yes.
You know God is there to hear laughter.
Yeah, the Book of Joy. We did that a while ago. That's another great one. So, thank you, Phoenix. Gosh, what a gift! And you're just such a blessing to be providing this. I'm just excited to be experiencing this and being able to share it with other people. It's just such amazing. It's such an amazing gift. Thank you so much.
And the ripples are happening and happening and happening. You know, with the three of us here, but go out to many more that'll go out to so many more. I want to share one of my favorite quotes that kind of nails this, and it's anonymous. They say, act like everything you do could change the course of the planet while laughing at yourself, thinking anything you did could make any difference whatsoever.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
So that's the middle way, right?
Perfect.
The middle way.
Yep.
Yeah, no matter what, my highest good is happening, so I might as well enjoy it and have a good time.
Hello.
Okay, so what's on the in the book for next week, Miss Phoenix?
All right, next week we're going to do some healing work, because usually when you begin to merge, the next thing that happens is stuff is going to come up, you know, and it's all of the stuff we all have, but it's coming up for healing. So it could be, oh, I'm not good enough to do this, or I just can't do this, or everybody else can do this but me. That's usually the first stuff that comes up. But it also could be, you know, if you're facing something really major in your life and you'd really like it to change, then things may come up around that. Maybe there's some extra healing that needs to happen in order to make an easier shift. Or maybe it's a change in a mental belief system, or, you know, whatever it might be. So next time is more about our healing, but it's healing through what we call time and space. Because our healing isn't just about this lifetime. We have so much more that we have in our DNA and that we have in our memories than we ever realized. So that's what we are going to be working on next time.
Yay.
Okay. So
be
with your hollow bone and know that things are going to be coming up, so I can let them go. It's all good. It's all good. Thank you, Phoenix.
Exactly. Hey, you're so welcome. Okay. Thank you for having me, you guys.
Oh, we love having you. All right, we'll see you next time here at the cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.